I visited Ukraine last year, and it was very different. Nothing seemed, nothing predicted what has happened in the last couple of months. Ukraine, in the last, I would say, few decades, was already going through quite tough times. I don't live there anymore. I just visited time to time. But, of course, I'm sure that, especially the tragedy that is going on right now, of course, I hear about it every day, I read about it every day. My feelings about what is happening there is unreal. It sort of reminded me the feelings that I experienced when 9/11 happened. It was also something sickening, something unreal, something horrible. And Kyiv, Khrushchev, and the center of the Kyiv, I know this place, I know basically every corner of it, I've been there so many times. And now it looks like a battlefield, which is just horrible, unbelievable. I think, no matter if I want it or not, it does leave some kind of print in my music making.
Do you have friends or family there still?
Yes, my family is still there.
How are they?
They're doing okay so far, and we live in eastern Ukraine, which is quite away from Kyiv.
Was it a surprise to you? It was a surprise to us here. I'm assuming, because it's your native country, you might have known more well before any of us.
No, it was still a big surprise.
Do you have desire to go back? And if so, when might that be?
It might happen in a couple of months. I used to go back and perform mostly in Kyiv in the past. Now I don't think it's going to be possible for a while. I think that people are really busy now figuring out what's going on with the country, not just with the music. Though I believe that the art is a big part of any country, and of course it should be looked at as part of the country, not later, this third or fourth stage. So we'll see what will happen. I'm not quite sure yet.